From its earliest days, Utah has been home to choirs and performing arts venues. And it's no surprise to the men and women who work in today's creative and entertainment industries that the state has a robust artistic workforce. Utahns enjoy professional opera and ballet, art museums, galleries, and theater companies. The new report by the Americans for the Arts Foundation says Utah is home to more than 8,700 arts-related businesses that employ roughly 30,000 residents. In fact, the report is likely an underestimate because it accounts only for arts organizations that participate in the analysis. Wally Bloss is executive director of the Cache Valley Center for the Arts, a center with art galleries and the famous Ellen Eccles Theater.
Well, I think many people know that the arts are a significant economic generator in Cache County, and this just proves that.
And Bloss says the study goes beyond just theater and performing arts companies.
A pretty broad way of looking at it. It certainly includes the performing arts that we think of a traditional way, but it also gets into film and TV and design and advertising and architecture and publishing and all sorts of things that are a way of looking at the creative vitality of an area.
Gary Griffin, managing director of the Utah Festival Opera and Musical Theater, says the organization's economic impact is in excess of $10 million a year. The festival produces a summer opera and musical theater season, which attracts artists, designers, technicians, and, of course, patrons from all over the West.
Most of the people that come to our organization are coming from outside of the Valley. They're staying overnight. They're eating in our restaurants and in our hotels. A lot of the summer citizens that come here under the university program come here specifically because the opera and musical theater company is here. And so there's a lot of money that comes into this valley as a result of the arts.
You can see the report for the state and for Cache County on our website, upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Matt Jensen.